such so much of a life?
I have more than you did.
Chris,
you have nothing.
Did you ever stop and think that maybe I'm happy with
no? You're too stupid to know anything. But you don't have to send them any money. You fill out the card with the slips that you want. They send them to you. They send you a bill form, and you don't pay the bill. They can't do anything about it because you didn't sign your name to it either. So legally, they have no right to ask the money. So what you're doing is not technically illegal. It's just not nice. It's not credit fraud. I don't want him to do anything to jeopardize his already, you know, kind of bad record.
What about the Amigas?
I'm not going to get that anymore. I'm going to have to...
But you wanted him to get them and put them in, you sent them to his P.O. box.
Yes, but that would have been a lot safer.
But it's Brad's name.
But...
It would have put him in jail right there.
What he was going to do was run it through about... We're going to run it through about 10 different mail forwarding things, then send it to Frank Grizzo in his box. And or something like that.
But it's still Brad's name.
Could be proved that he was the one who actually owned that field box, though. Because it was someone else who did it on my name. But
I know that Brad, besides you and very few other people, know that Brad was in Texas.
All you have to do is look up records. You go to City Hall, find out Brad Carter. You go to the Driver's License Bureau, find out, you know, where he is. Well, he's got a Texas driver's license. And you get a copy of the Texas driver's license, and you modify it. I mean...
You can't do that.
What?
You can't do that.
You can't do what?
What you were just saying. Oh, you would hit me back?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have anything against it.
You wouldn't, huh? Well, then we'd have a major fight, Chris.
I've only stolen one tape from him. But, he doesn't know it.
Which tape?
I can't tell you.
Why?
Because if he ever found out, he'll be bugging me about this tape for the rest of my life. Like Jason's Lost Boys tape. I'll return it to him someday. I'm done. I'm bored with it. But
you have Brad's Lost Boys tape?
No, I have another tape too.
Well, just tell me. I won't tell him.
Oh, okay. You see, it's one of the tapes that I don't want to buy because I don't like it that much, but I'd like to hear it. Billy Joel's Greatest Hits. There's a couple. I want to get Listen to Pressure and some of the stupid songs on there, Piano Man. It's funny, I didn't think Brad would miss it at all. You know, because I didn't think he liked Billy Joel at all. He stole tapes from the record store. But a couple of days after I took it, he's like, I can't buy my Billy Joel tape, man. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know, man. But, kind of. I don't know how deeply friends they are. I mean, they do nothing but fight. Jason called me yesterday and said, I don't know, I don't think I'm ever going to talk to Brad again because of the whole tape thing. And he doesn't like you because you're talking about me, according to him. So I don't think you'll see too much of him.
Well, I don't care if he don't like
me. Not that I really care what the Carters think. I mean...
Do you want me to quit calling you a virgin?
I want you to quit calling me a virgin. And I will not mention the whole 7-Eleven. I won't even mention 7-Eleven. And I was the one who, a couple days before, taught him how to hack. He was really grateful to learn how. I taught him everything. I thought everything was cool, and then he came out and called me.
Did you ever think that maybe...
It's because I'm a fucking prick.
Okay.
No, not that girl. We're talking about this guy who's been calling her. He used an awful lot. He called my room on last Monday, and he said that he knows that I've been involved in fucking...